Good morning. It is Tuesday, June 7, 2023, and the time is now 10:02. This is a public room making hearing for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-610, titled Timber Excise Tax Definitions and 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Values Table, Stumpage Value Adjustment. This hearing is being recorded. My name is Tiffany Doe. Doe is spelled D as in Delta and O as in Oscar. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this hearing. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz, in his role as the Department Rules Coordinator, Kathy Holder in her role as Management Analyst for the ITA Division. Kathy will be monitoring our recording equipment as this hearing is being recorded. Brenton Madison in his role as the Department Special Task Manager, Paul Stewart, Forest Tax Field Operations Manager, Ross Goodwin, Port Angeles Revenue Forester. Do we have anyone else in attendance from the department that I have missed? If so, please identify yourself. Okay, it doesn't look like we have anyone else from the department. So this meeting, we are conducting this public hearing remotely through Microsoft Teams. Participants are here joined through Microsoft Teams as well as through telephone. We do not have other parties physically present for this hearing. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to attend this public hearing and to provide us with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-610 and 458-40-660. Please note, we are best able to consider your comments when you write to us in writing, if you provide it to us in writing, which can be sent to me at tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov. Other than the attendees from the Department of Revenue previously identified above, we have external parties in attendance. And for purpose of the recording, we will now have the participant identify and share with us who the participant is representing. So Emily Shea, would you please identify yourself and who you are representing?
Yep, this is Emily Shea with the Association of Washington Business.
And will you be making comment as well? Sorry.
No anticipated comments, no.
All right. Thank you, Emily. It looks like beside Emily, we don't have any participants, so we're going to go continue. The legal authority for this hearing is Chapter 3405 RCW, titled Administrative Procedures Act. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington Register as WSR 23-10-061 on May 1st, 2023, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to Washington Administrative Code 458-40-610, titled Timber Excise Tax Definitions, referred in this hearing as Rule 610, and Washington Administrative Code 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment, referred in this hearing as Rule 660. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rule 610 and Rule 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to my attention, Tiffany Doe, at email address tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov, no later than Friday, June 9, 2023. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rules. The notice called a Form CR-101 is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rules was on April 11, 2023. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice was called the Form CR-102, is also published with the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept by ITA in the permanent rulemaking file. The public hearing is today, Wednesday, June 7, 2023. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the Office of Co-Revisor using a Form CR-103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening for public comments, I would like to ask Paul Stewart, our Forest Tax View Operations Manager, to explain the proposed revisions to Rules 610 and 660. Thank you, Paul.
Yep, thanks, Tiffany. So yeah, we'll start with 610, section 29, the thinning adjustment. The proposed definition is as follows. The total timber volume removed is less than 40% of the total merchantable volume of the harvest unit prior to harvest, and in Western Washington, stumpage value areas 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 9, the harvester leaves a minimum of 100 undamaged, evenly spaced, dominant or co-dominant trees per acre of a commercial species or combination thereof. Or in Eastern Washington, stumpage value areas 6 and 7, the harvester leaves a minimum of 80 undamaged, evenly spaced, dominant or co-dominant trees per acre of a commercial species or combination thereof. The west side adjustment remains unchanged at $100 per thousand, and the proposed east side adjustment is $60 per thousand. That definition is unchanged from the CR-101. Okay, we'll go on to 660, I want to see. The stumpage values. So these are also unchanged from the CR-101. I'm going to start with the west side, then we'll do the east side. Douglas fir stumpage value area 1 is $541, 2, $530, stumpage value area 3 is $593, SVA 4 is $580, SVA 5 is $615, SVA 9 is $527. Western hemlock and other conifer. SVA 1, $292, SVA 2, $347, SVA 3, $346, SVA 4, $355, SVA 5, $345, and SVA 9 is $278. Western red cedar, SVAs 1 through 5 is $1,380, SVA 9 is $1,366. Ponderosa pine, SVAs 1 through 5, $152, SVA 9, $138. Red alder, SVAs 1 through 5, $597, SVA 9 is $583. Black cottonwood, SVAs 1 through 5 is $4, SVA 9 is $1. Other hardwood, SVAs 1 through 5, $232, SVA 9, $218. Douglas fir, poles, and piles, SVAs 1 through 5, $970, SVA 9, $956. Western red cedar poles, SVAs 1 through 5, $1,825, SVA 9, $1,811. Chipwood, SVAs 1 through 5, $20 per ton, SVA 9, $18 per ton. RCS, red cedar, shake and shingle blocks, SVAs 1 through 9, $588 per cord. Posts, 1 through 9, SVAs 1 through 9, 35 cents per 8 lineal feet. Douglas fir Christmas trees, SVAs 1 through 9 are 25 cents per lineal foot. Other Christmas trees, SVAs 1 through 9 are 50 cents per lineal foot. So that's Western Washington, Eastern Washington. Douglas fir, SVA 6, $402. SVA 7, $416. Western Hemlock, SVA 6, $274. SVA 7, $288. Western Red Cedar, SVA 6, $1,200. SVA 7, $1,214. Ponderosa Pine, SVA 6, $138. SVA 7, $152. Other hardwood, SVA 6, $1. SVA 7, $9. Western Red Cedar Poles, SVA 6, $1,623. SVA 7, $1,637. Chipwood, SVA 6 is $1 per ton. SVA 7 is also $1 per ton. Small logs, SVA 6, $12 per ton. SVA 7, $14 per ton. Red Cedar Shake and Shingle Blocks, SVA 6 and 7, $588 per cord. Posts, SVA 6 and 7 are 35 cents per 8 lineal feet. Doug fir Christmas trees, SVA 6 and 7, 25 cents per lineal foot. And other Christmas trees are 50 cents per lineal foot in both SVA 6 and 7. That's it.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
So now we're going to proceed with public comments. Anyone in attendance that have that would like to share comments? Okay, it doesn't look like we have any comments. So if you want to consider of giving us written testimony later after the hearing, you can submit it to me at tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov by no later than Friday, June 9, 2023, so we can include your comments in the department permanent rulemaking file for Rule 610 and 660. Without further comments, I'd like to proceed with the recapping of the rulemaking process. Before closing this public hearing, I will recap the rulemaking process. This has been the public hearing on the proposed amendments for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-610 Timber Excise Tax Definitions and Washington Administrative Code 458-40-660 Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value, Stumpage Value Tables and Adjustment. Based on comments made today or received in writing, additional non-substantive changes may be made before the final revised rule is filed for adoptions with co-revisor. Unlike today's public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. This filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that the rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless of when the rule is adopted. Thank you for participating in this public hearing with us this morning. And if you are not on the Department Rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's hearing directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder with your name, mailing address, and email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov. The time is now 10:16, and the public hearing for Rules 610 and 660 is now adjourned.